on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 9th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Lita. How are you doing, Lita?
I'm great. We're here. My first time talking about all of these absolute A-list stars we're all dying to see what they're up to. Our favorite celebrities.
Yes. So we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds. It was day 14 in the house. And we did get a little bit here in terms of gameplay. I mean, it was a full day of feeds, pretty much. There were nominations no big surprises. But we did get, like I said, a little bit of game talk, although, of course, it was massively interrupted by feed cuts constantly, as always. So
I thought you were just going to say, like, it was massively interrupted by Todrick complaining all the time.
Well, of course. I mean, that's a given. All right. So let's get straight to it here. Day 14 in the Celebrity Big Brother house. We started the day with Todrick, Todd, and Lamar. They were up early hanging out in the morning. And Todd kept kind of making these weirdly vague statements about how, like, Todrick, can't trust the other side. Todrick is like, what other side? You know, them. Like, who? Like Carson? Like, yeah. I mean, Carson, he's here to play the game. But Kirkpatrick is maybe with us, right? And he's like, I don't know. And Kirkpatrick could switch sides. We can't trust them. We got to get rid of them. We got to cut out their power structure.
Yeah. And I'm sure Todrick will have a very level and appropriate reaction to this.
Yeah. So I've been talking about how Kirkpatrick obviously was pretty open about his plan to target Todrick on Monday. And certainly at least some of it got back to Todd here. And this is Todd kind of being like, can't trust him. It's no good. And Todrick, he's going to take this in. And we'll hear about it a little later. In the meantime, Shayna is going to talk with Kirkpatrick and Carson, and she's concerned because she says she's concerned that Todrick overheard them in the storage room calling him lazy because he's not speaking to her right now. And then she was in the kitchen and she said, oh, it's quiet in here. And then he replied, it's only going to get quieter. And so she's like, oh boy, he hates me.
Do we know if he did overhear?
As far as I know, he did not refer to this particular statement at all. I think if she was catching a vibe, it was from the Todd warning of Todrick, and not them overhearing that. And Kirkpatrick is saying, yes, he's not even hiding it. The bully phase is coming. It's and that's just so annoying too, because his big thing coming in here was to not let the bullies bully, and here they are. Letting the bullies bully.
Yeah, we're going to hear a lot of my absolute favorite word to hear on reality TV, bully. It's always accurate, and everybody likes it when people call each other that.
Yeah, both Kirkpatrick and Todrick many times throughout the day will refer to the other one as bullying them.
Yeah, it sucks. It's very... it's a way to position yourself as the victim, even when nothing's happening to you. It's just like, oh, another person I don't like is here. They're bullying me. America's going to stand up for me because they love the underdog. So mm-hmm. All you have to do is call somebody else a bully. And there you go.
Yeah, obviously bullying happens in the Big Brother house.
Sure. But
at the same time, Like, I think a lot of these celebrities are interpreting just playing the game as like, bullying.
And that's not unique to the celebrities. Like, people do that all the time. And of course, bullying does happen, but bullying requires like such a specific power structure to be in place. It's not just somebody that you don't like existing or targeting you.
Right. it's interesting, and you know, even some of the people I like on the season here are a little ridiculous sometimes. But Todrick is going to go to Misha a little bit later in the day. He brings her upstairs and he says, "Look, I want to put this in the most Michelle Obama terms that I can. I like to go high when they go low, but I do not with Kirkpatrick anymore. No more."
Yeah, he's been bullied too many times by people who look like Chris Kirkpatrick, which, like, the entire point of boy bands is that they look like everyone.
I mean, you saying that made me think about how, like no bullies have ever looked like Chris Kirkpatrick.
You know how famously guys in boy bands are like tough bully types?
Yeah. Now, that's a joke. Obviously, bullies can come in any shape and size and form.
We're able exactly to make fun of him because we literally have live feeds of what's happening. And we know that that Todrick Hall is not being bullied by Chris Kirkpatrick. A sentence that I wake up every day and wonder, when is this going to come up in my everyday conversations? But we know that he's not being bullied. Of course, people can be bullied by Chris Kirkpatrick in life. But we do have live feeds to know that that's not really the case. Todrick is just very heated. He's feeling very disrespected, and he's turning it into some sort of social cause.
Yes. Well, he says that Todd came up to him and told him Kirkpatrick cannot be trusted. He thinks that Kirkpatrick does not respect him. And so this is sort of the primary reason that he's feeling particularly upset, is that, you know, after everything that happened last week, where he kept trying to talk to Kirkpatrick over and over about, you know, his line of reasoning, felt like Kirkpatrick was constantly talking over him, not respecting his point of view. And now he's hearing from Todd that he can't be trusted, that he might not be with them anymore. And he just feels personal to him. He doesn't understand why Kirkpatrick is acting this way. And I do sort of understand why he might reach there, but again, it's game, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you've watched more live feeds than I have this season, and obviously every season. I don't know why I qualified this season, but you've watched more live feeds. So, like, I mean, you could tell me maybe I missed something, like if it is super personal, but it just seems like Chris is literally just targeting Todrick, and Todrick is upset about that.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah. So he's worried that Kirkpatrick is going to be gunning for him. He says, I can trust Todd. And my gut instinct is that Kirk is plotting against me. And if Kirkpatrick is doing that, you know who else knows about it? Shayna.
I was about to say everyone.
Yeah. But Shayna has to know about it if he's doing this, because they're so close. And he says, look, it doesn't have anything to do with strategy for now, but I need you to know where I stand on this, because after Carson leaves, I'm going to be doing whatever is in my power to get Kirkpatrick out of here. They both still agree that for now, if Carson wins the veto, the easy play is to just put Catan on the block like he wants and send him out, which would be a terrible mistake by them. And I don't think they will actually do that if that's what happens. But they do agree for now that seems to be the easy way out. And Todrick, despite what I've seen some people saying, doesn't seem to actually be pushing Misha to target Kirkpatrick this week or anything. In fact, she actually suggests, like, hey, maybe once Carson is gone, maybe you can try and work on Carson a little bit if he stays. I think you could get him back on board. And Todrick is like, no, that's even scarier than Kirkpatrick. Carson needs to go. So he is very much still set on getting Carson out this week if possible. However, if Carson wins the veto, are they really going to go after Catan? I don't know. My guess would be no. So, but that requires Carson to use the veto on himself, which is another conversation.
It's very funny that Tajik is upset about things being personal with him and Chris Kirkpatrick, because then he goes on to say all of the personal things that he's going to do. He's going to have a party for everybody at the end of the season and put Chris Kirkpatrick's face on the door. It says that no, he's not allowed to come. He wants to contact his social media person. Okay. His social media person to block Chris Kirkpatrick on social media right now, as if that's going to do, like, as if Chris Kirkpatrick is going to slide into his DMs right now. And he's going to do everything in his power to win this comp, unless it's some straight white male sport. Like, here are his examples: hockey and badminton. When I think heterosexual, I think badminton.
Yeah.
People always make fun of the way I pronounce that.
It's a weird word. It has an N in it. I just don't know if you're supposed to pronounce it.
But either way, that is not like the most aggro male sport I can think of. I think if I were going for like straight white male sports that he's talking about, I would think maybe like rugby. That's pretty heterosexual. Even football or basketball, I think, are a lot straighter than badminton. Also, lots of women play hockey. The women's U.S. and Canada Olympic rivalry that I've known about for about 48 hours. That's a thing. They play hockey.
Well, there you go.
I just want to say that those are interesting choices for
maybe at some point we can do a power ranking of what are the whitest and straightest sports.
Yeah. I think that there's a lot there. We'll pitch it to Renap.
Yeah. all right. Well, Todrick says that he thinks that Shayna and Kirkpatrick are trying to play the middle, and if Carson stays, they'll flip over to that side. And this is why I do feel like if Carson comes down, they're going to realize they can't afford to let both Kirkpatrick and Shayna stay in the game. He says he thinks Shayna's maybe just gassing them up every time they talk. And you know, she's probably just doing the same thing on the other side. He talks about not inviting Kirkpatrick to his after party, and he thinks that once Carson is gone, they should try to get Cynthia to their side. And Misha agrees that that is something that they could try to do. So Cynthia is still in a pretty good place, and it's pretty unlikely, in my opinion, that Cynthia will go home in this cycle. Even if Carson does win the veto, I think whoever replaces Carson will likely be the one evicted, unless something changes, like, you know, she declares war or something.
Do you think that they're right that Cynthia will come over to them if Carson gets eliminated here?
She will come over to Todrick, I think. Like, if Shayna's not there, the truth is, if Carson's gone, she'll go to Shayna. But if Carson and Shayna are gone, I think she would go to Todrick. But she would never go to Misha. It's not happening.
Right.
She will always try to get Misha out. So, you know, it's, you know, I don't think Misha understands how much everyone on that side dislikes her.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Misha is going to talk with Catan openly.
Really made me laugh.
In the kitchen. Catan comes up to her. And she goes, hey, you know what you're doing with the noms? And she's like, can I trust you? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
Like, well, I guess you'll find out what everyone else does then. It's like, oh, well, yeah, you can trust me.
Yeah.
And she goes, all right, then here's what I'll say. You're not going up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but she apologizes.
We'll see what happens after if somebody wins the veto.
It's very good of Chris Kattan to not quit.
Yeah.
At this point.
I mean, this is the thing, though. Like, so many people, and granted, he might be saying this when the feeds are cut or whatever, but, like, so many people are so convinced that he's really dedicated to leaving because of his speech, but I really interpreted his speech as like, I want for Mirai to stay, like, right. Like, rather than I'm desperate to leave. And as far as I'm aware, he doesn't go around. Like, this is not Meta World Peace trying to escape the house. This is not, you know, somebody like constantly being like, I gotta get out of here. I hate being here.
No, I think he's having fun. I just think he doesn't care about play.
No, I don't think he cares, but I don't think that Misha needs to apologize to Chris Kattan for not putting him on the block. And, you know, basically what happens is that Cynthia overhears this conversation and lets Carson know she's not putting up Kattan, because that's what Carson was really expecting her to do. And he's like, how selfish of her to not put up Kattan. Like, people are very convinced that, like, for his own good, that we need to respect his wishes, but he's not pushing the point. Like, I don't think he's that desperate to leave.
No, I think he's having a perfectly nice time. It's just like a matter of, he literally does not care if he gets evicted, and most other people do. But I mean, Celebrity Big Brother, like, it's fun because normally on a regular Big Brother or Survivor season, you'll have like maybe one or two people that like don't know how to play or don't care, like one of the two. Celebrity Big Brother is more like when you have like a bunch of friends over for a game night, and like some people are like, a couple people are like really into it, and a couple people are just there because like their boyfriend's into it, and then a couple people are like, oh yeah, like I love games, I'm like willing to learn, but I've never played this before. But really, you just sort of have to, your only competition are like maybe like three out of the 10 people, and everybody else are just sort of variables. So I mean, it's fun, and it's good of Chris Kattan to like stay in it until it's his time to go. But I don't, you know, he doesn't care either way.
Yeah. And to extend the metaphor here, it's like, instead of the players who would normally just kind of walk away and start doing their own thing in the middle of the game, like, no, you're not allowed to leave.
How I play game nights. If people are like, I'm bored, I'm like, no, we have 16 turns left.
You're stuck.
Yeah. If you quit, the Mario Party ends for everybody. So if you just want to stand there during all the mini games, that's fine, but you better hit your dice block.
All right. Well, as I said, when Cynthia overhears, she lets Carson, it's going to be us. We're going up on the block. How selfish of her. Come on, Carson. Misha is going to go ahead and nominate Carson and Cynthia, and they are now nominated for eviction. After the nominations, Kirkpatrick talks to Misha for a little while, and it's basically just him, you know, sucking up to her. He's like, oh yeah, those are great nominations. They both have to go, and you know, I admire how you play this game. You're so straight up, and you're so strong, and you're so wonderful, Misha. I love you. What?
Patrick, he never got married after NSYNC.
I think he did, actually. I think he's got a wife.
Okay. Yeah. I was just wondering.
It's just
before we speculate.
Platonic admiration.
Yeah. Just a boy band member and a wrestler. It's a story as old as time.
Yeah. Cynthia is going to talk with Todrick. And again, like, understand that I'm not mentioning the feed cuts, but all of these conversations have feed cuts. So where normally I'm like abbreviating for time and for clarity, I am currently abbreviating for whatever we saw. So
you are currently not abbreviating.
No, not really. Todrick is talking to Cynthia, and she mentions at one point, she says, hey, even though you're a target for some other people, you're not my target. Definitely alluding to the fact that, yes, other people are targeting you, but doesn't seem to specifically name names or you know, detail the plan from that was happening on Monday. But she is at least doing something here by alluding to this. And certainly it's something that Todrick is already sort of primed to take in.
Yeah, I think Todrick is a good person to kind of throw anything at. He's kind of a jumpy player because he always wants to be making moves. So anytime you can be in like talking to Todrick about anything, I think he's going to be receptive, unless you're Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yeah. Shayna is going to talk with Cynthia after the noms, and they talk about what they would do if they were to win the HOH, and talking about like their targets. They say that they see that there's some tension between Todrick and Kirkpatrick. And you might think, given what we've seen so far, it's like, oh, well, they've noticed that Todrick now hates Kirkpatrick, but it's actually the other end of it. They see that Kirkpatrick is constantly trying to get Cynthia to go after Todrick, but she doesn't have an issue with Todrick. So if he wants to go after Todrick, he can do it himself. She's like, I want Misha out. Todrick, at least, is fun and makes me laugh.
Yeah, sure. That's important in this house.
Yeah. Shayna agrees.
I can't believe Misha isn't fun and isn't cracking everybody up behind the scenes. She seems so hilarious.
Yeah. Shayna's like, yeah, he's stupid Kirk. He won't hear it. He won't hear it at all. And Cynthia's like, yeah, Misha's his boo. Yep, that's exactly it. It's a problem.
Yeah. Can you explain to me? They're very worried about this Misha mafia that's going to save her if they put up Misha. Are they talking about America? Are they talking about her allies? Who's the Misha mafia?
I believe the Misha mafia would be Todrick, Kirkpatrick, and Todd at the very least. And I think at this point, they're probably also assuming Lamar, but that might change later in the night.
Okay. I thought that they were maybe referring to like her fan base in America. And I was like, is she like a huge celebrity that I'm supposed to have heard of?
Maybe. Uh-huh. They do discuss putting up Cynthia in particular said she'd put up Misha. She would not want to put up Todrick. And Shayna suggests Todd as an alternative. Like you can't get name brand Todrick.
Yeah.
Put up Todd.
He's the Costco version.
Cynthia mentions, she says, look, at the end of this conversation, she's like, look, I'm over it, but I do just need to say this, that I do wish that you had told me about your vote in that first week, Shayna. And Shayna apologizes, and it seems like this, they're past this now for the most part.
Yeah, it's cute. I'm glad they have this conversation. I like them so much.
So Carson ends up joining them, and he mentions, he's like, this is not fair. This is not good. And you know what? Cynthia, you need to ride it out in this game. If I win the veto, I'm using it on you. And Cynthia's like, no, you need to save yourself. And he's like, no, I'm going to save you. And Shayna's like, if you save her, then I'm just going to go up. And he's like, right. Oh. Well, I don't know.
But like Cynthia's correct here that she's going to be fine, probably.
Yeah. She's like, I don't think I'm the target. I think you're the target.
Even without the veto, like it would be a waste.
Mm-hmm. Especially because there's at least a chance that if he uses it on himself, both him and Cynthia would stay. As opposed to if he used it on her, he's just gone.
Right.
So Todrick is going to talk to Misha again. He says he's basically becoming increasingly concerned that he's like, I wish I could be a fly on the wall and just listen in, because I'm worried that is Shayna the real like mastermind behind Kirk's actions here? Like, is she the one driving this? And Misha agrees that with Carson gone, their only real opposition left in the house will be Kirkpatrick and Shayna. And so they need to be looking at them. However, she doesn't think that they can take a shot yet. She thinks that Kirkpatrick would not have the numbers to take Todrick out because he would not have her support. And so she thinks that they're still safe.
Yeah, they're super annoying here. They're just like, Shayna's only here because like we made her untouchable.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm constantly backing her up and you know, giving her like vouching for her, and she might be behind this whole thing.
Yeah, and Misha's like, they can't target you because they'll have to go through me. Like, ugh, you guys are so full of yourselves.
You make me so safe.
Irritating.
Shayna is going to talk with Lamar, and this is an interesting conversation here later into the night. And this is, you know, good on Shayna, because this is what nobody else in the house is doing, which is like actually going and talking to people. They've been assuming that Lamar is not with them. So all it took was like, hey, Lamar, where's your head at? And he says, I don't know, maybe put up like Misha and Todrick. And she's like, oh, well, that sounds like a good idea, actually.
Iconic.
Yeah, I like that. He's like, yeah, I mean, Misha's like the biggest threat. She's like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She says that she talks about she's worried that she'll go up if Carson wins the veto. And he's like, why? It's like, I don't trust Misha. Now, I will say she was a little quick to like sort of give up the goods here about how much she is against against Misha and Todrick. And if Lamar kind of lets this slip to Todd, then Todd will likely let this slip back over to Todrick again. But he did kind of like I said, unprompted, say that he thinks that Misha's a big threat. So it's hard to say exactly where Lamar's head is at, because, you know, he seems like he's mostly with Todd, who is definitely with Misha and Todrick. So I'm definitely curious to see, you know, I'd love to have a conversation between Todd and Lamar to see where that would go. But I think this is just, I think because Todd and Lamar, they mostly just chat about other stuff. They don't talk about game much. I think that Lamar is just kind of like thinking on his own and not being influenced by his allies because they haven't talked enough game. So he may become influenced by his allies if he ends up talking game with them. But for right now, he's just like, well, obviously I just target the biggest threat.
Yeah. Great. I love it. We're hoping for a basketball HOH, a basketball-based HOH challenge.
Dunking competition.
Yes, that would be really good. Maybe a who is the tallest HOH.
Who can reach the highest shelves?
Yeah, maybe it'll be if we can do like a hide the veto next week for the veto, that'd be great. He can put it somewhere that no one else can reach.
Carson ends up joining this conversation as well. They talk about what Carson will do if he wins the veto. And Lamar's like, you wouldn't use it on yourself? And he's like, I don't know. They agree, that Misha would be the target over Todrick. Shayna asks if Misha and Todrick were on the block, who would you go to? He's like, Misha, obviously. yeah, awesome. Good stuff.
Which, that's fine. Is Misha really more likely to win than Todrick? It seems like nobody likes Misha. People at least like Todrick as a person.
Well, I think she is theoretically more dangerous in the game because she seems to be better at competitions than Todrick. But even that, it's like probably not by that much, you know?
I mean, being better at comps is such a bad metric for Celebrity Big Brother. Like, oh, she's so good at Where's Waldo? Or like whatever the comps are. Like,
yeah, well, like that's the thing. Like any competition that Misha is going to like be able to easily win because it's athletic, Todrick would probably just be in second place anyway. And so if Misha isn't there, Todrick would probably just win. And then it probably just comes down to, you know, the she did perform better than him in like the logic puzzle thing. Which is something, but he did pretty well in the Where's Waldo veto competition. So I doubt it's that big of a gap. However, she is the one who has won two HOHs. He hasn't won anything. So that's, I think, the primary thing. Plus, you do have people like Carson and Cynthia who are very much more and even Shayna, who are like, they see Misha's pull over Kirkpatrick. And so I think they want that to be nixed as well. So Shayna or Misha is the target here. Carson and Shayna do talk a bit afterward. There, she's very happy. She's like, "That was huge. This, we have Lamar on board. That's great."
For now, until any other person speaks to Lamar.
Yeah, they talk more about their frustration about Kirk being such a super fan of Misha. But that's pretty much the day here.
Yeah, Shayna still goes in and is like confident that the redom is going to be Chris Kattan, and Carson's like, "It's not going to be Chris Kattan."
Carson is convinced it will not be Chris Kattan, especially because he feels when Cynthia overheard Misha talking to Kattan, she did not catch the part where for the renom, she was like, "We'll see what happens." Like, I'm not sure that she thought that Misha was saying, "You're safe no matter what," which right. would mean for sure Kattan is not touching the block. And so Carson and Cynthia are convinced that there's no chance Kattan goes on the block. Now, we know from Todrick and Misha that they are actually thinking about Kattan as a replacement. However, like I said, I don't think that they would end up like still doing that. You know, who knows at this point? These players are all over the place.
Yeah. So we're looking at probably Shayna as the renom, right?
Shayna or Kirkpatrick, I think, would be the go-to if they decide they don't want to waste the HOH on Kattan.
Right.
So they are definitely in some trouble here if Carson wins the veto.
All right, here's hoping.
Yeah. Well, so that's what we're looking at next. We're going to see when the veto competition happens. Now, normally during like a regular season, the veto would probably take place like something like today. And I kind of assume that's what we'll see here, as they will probably want, you know, a couple of days to edit it together for Friday. A small chance it happens tomorrow, but I would expect it to happen today. And then tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, I'll be able to update you on what happened with the veto, who won it, and what the plans are, you know, because of that. It would definitely be interesting if Carson won it. They're going to be shaking in their boots about this guy. They're going to be like, "Gang, you can't get him out. He's going to win the whole thing."
Yeah, I would love to see Carson Kressley win out on a season of Big Brother with how many people are left.
All right. Well, that's about what we've got for you. Of course, later tonight, I will be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching tonight's episode live with all of you who join me. And then after the episode, Hannah Chata will be joining us to recap what goes down on tonight's episode. Should be a good time. And then, of course, tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, as I said, another update. And then on Friday, 2-hour episode and eviction. And should be fun. So check all of that out. Check out The Taryn Show. There's an episode with Nicole Maines that is probably out by now. I don't know. Maybe soon. I haven't seen it on Twitter.
Finger on the pulse.
Look, when you're deep in the live feeds, you can't always keep track of everything. I don't think it's out yet. It should be out soon. But it's a very good one. Make sure you check it out. And find me over on YouTube as well, Taryn's Quest. Lita, what are you up to?
Not all that. I'm a huge Stan Achata, so excited for that tonight. I don't have too much going on. I have this grad school thing and this job. I don't know when it's coming out, but I was on a podcast about beer called The Hoppy Boys, which was very, very fun. So follow me on Twitter and I will tweet about that. I was on BoJack Horse Pod a couple weeks ago with Kristen McInnes. That was very fun. I don't really know what else I have going on. Follow me on Twitter at Lita Tweeted. Follow me on Instagram at Lita Grammed. Follow my dog on Instagram, SassyCassiePGH. I don't know. We should do some Oscar predictions, Taryn. Oscars just came out. So, yeah, follow Taryn because that's where I appear. It's on his Twitch.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us once again, and I will see all of you next time.